Morgan Wallen on WRCO-FM Richland Center. The update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center in Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads. And Southwest Tech in Fenimore, this is where you belong. It's 0 at WRCO. The time is 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hamas says it will release the next group of Israeli hostages as planned, resolving what had been a major dispute threatening the ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. The Hamas statement indicates three more Israeli hostages would be freed this coming weekend. The final window for government employees to accept a Trump administration and Elon Musk's buyout is now shut. A judge ruled in favor of the buyout offer yesterday. President Trump calling Russian President Vladimir Putin about the war in Ukraine. He didn't talk to Ukrainian President Zelensky until after that phone call. From Southern California to the Southwest, severe weather on the way.
Flood watches are in place from San Francisco to L.A., with some areas likely to see more than 6 inches of rain. And in the Sierra Nevada mountains, an avalanche watch is in effect with up to 8 feet of snow expected. Winds could gust to 100 miles per hour.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert, a driver driving a vehicle into a group of people in Munich today, injuring at least 20. This is ABC News. Today, the Senate is expected to approve Robert F. Kennedy as the next Health and Human Services Secretary, despite concerns about his stance on vaccines and other things. More health problems for the Pope. Here's ABC's Inez de la Cotera.
Con la mia bronchitis non posso ancora.
Pope Francis revealing that he is still battling bronchitis, with an aide having to read his prepared remarks for the second consecutive week. The 88-year-old, however, spoke briefly a few times and has kept his daily schedule, which included meetings at the Vatican residence. Pope Francis, in recent months, has also faced influenza and dealt with a couple falls, injuring his arm and chin. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the foreign desk.
Oil giant Chevron now says it may lay off as much as 20% of its worldwide workforce by the end of next year. It says it's looking to cut billions in costs. Clean energy groups now say China's ramping up production of power plants fueled by coal. They say the building of a new coal-fired plant in China is at its highest level in nearly a decade. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
We'll check forecast details here at WRCO. We have a couple of announcements to pass along, but it is a bit quieter than it was yesterday morning at this time. A two-hour late start for Riverdale schools. All buses and classes, the Riverdale School District running 2 hours late. And daily mass at St. Mary's Keysville is canceled for today.
a funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center and Muscadet.
This President's Day, discover the perfect piece for your home at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Going on now through February 21st. For $7.99, you can choose from the Simple Joy Sofa and Love Seat to relax in style, the Bullenberg Dining Table with four chairs to bring the family together, the Lavenhorn Reclining Sofa with a drop-down table for ultimate comfort, the Hyena Full or Queen Panel Bed with dresser, mirror, and nightstand for a complete bedroom refresh. Your choice for just $7.99 plus tax and delivery. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, where comfort meets community. Sale ends February 21st.
Valentine's Day. Yep, it's almost here again. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and I have to ask, has Valentine's Day gotten boring at your house? I have a way to get some sparkle in her eyes for you. Sparkling diamonds. We have so many diamonds just waiting to be matched up to the perfect woman. Earrings, necklaces, bracelets, and of course rings. Maybe you want to upgrade her old diamond. We do that right here too. To make it easier, we offer financing with approved credit, and we have just lowered our diamond prices to make it easier than ever for you to get a larger diamond. Let's make a deal. JJ Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center. Happy Valentine's Day.
Located in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, Surplus Online Auction stands as a beacon of auction excellence. Family-owned and operated with roots dating back to 1975, Richard and Matthew Lust have built a legacy of connecting buyers and sellers through professional online auction services. Serving Wisconsin and the Midwest communities throughout, Wisconsin Surplus turns your unused equipment into cash. Their online auctions make it easy to buy and sell surplus assets from anywhere. Proudly based in Wisconsin, they're dedicated to sustainability. Sustainable auction solutions that help everyone. Join the thousands who have trusted Wisconsin Surplus. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com and discover the power of online auctions.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Coming up, regular features from WRCO Radio on this, our Thursday morning get-together. Weather is the big question now for the next several days.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Sunny today at a high of 16, 3 below 0 tonight. Tomorrow, 25, turning a bit warmer, clouds, and then some snow rolling in. Heaviest through midnight, a total accumulation of 3 to 5 inches tomorrow night, a low of 19. Mainly cloudy and seasonal Saturday. Light snow likely through midday with another 1 or 2 inches possible, a high of 30. 18 for a high Sunday, and Monday's high, 6. Right now, east winds at 5 miles per hour. After an earlier reading today of 8, we are down from that to the current mark, which is 0. Riverdale School's operating 2 hours behind schedule. That's the only school that we've heard from today. Not as busy today. Still, it's slippery, so do drive with care. Good to have some daylight in the situation today. You can still see the moon. How about that?
This morning I got up at 6:01. I walked out and saw the rising sun, and I drank it in. Like whiskey, I saw a tree I've seen a thousand times, a bird on a branch, and I watched it fly away in the wind. And it hit me, it's a beautiful world, sometimes I don't see so clear. Some days you're just breathing, just trying to break even. Sometimes your heart's pounding out of your chest, sometimes it's just beating. Some days you just forget what all you've been given. Some days you just get by. Yeah, some days you're just alive. Some days you're living. Mm-hmm.
you're living. I went back in and fired the coffee up. She walked in the kitchen like she always does in my t-shirt. And it killed me. And I kissed her like it was the first time. She laughed and looked at me like I lost my mind. I said, baby, I love you, can't live without you. I know I don't say it enough, but some days you're just breathing, just trying to break even. Sometimes your heart's pounding out of your chest, sometimes it's just beating. Some days you just forget what all you've been given. Some days you just get by. Yeah, some days you're just alive. Some days you're living like you never die. Your blue's a little bluer up in the sky. Your high's a little high. You feel that fire you've been missing. And some days you're living. Sometimes I don't see so clear. Some days you start singing and you don't need a reason. Sometimes the world's just right, your clear eyes ain't even blinking. Got a heart full of grateful for all you've been given. Some days you just get by. Yeah, some days you're just alive. Some days you're living. Some days you live, yeah. Live like you'll never die. Blue's a little bluer up in the sky. Your high's a little high. You feel that fire you've been missing. Some days you live. Some days you live.
Dierks Bentley on WRCO and Living. Some things to celebrate today. It's Kiss Day, like in smooching, not like the band. No, smooching. And I guess maybe that's the pregame show before tomorrow, Valentine's Day. Of course, it's Giving Hearts Day. It is also National Cheddar Day. Celebrate with some good old Wisconsin cheddar cheese. National Tortellini Day, and it's World Radio Day. All right. Well, a day to honor radio. That's awesome. I appreciate that. Let's see. I guess that's about it to celebrate today. Oh, Get a Different Name Day. I'm not sure what mine would be. You know, like a tough nickname, you know. I'm not sure what that would be. But nonetheless, I did learn a little bit. You know, you learn from your kids and grandkids sometimes, but Alea stayed overnight last night with the weather as it was, and so she and brother Kamari were in, but watching Bluey last night with her, and we've watched Bluey before, and I don't know if you're familiar with Bluey or not, but it's a cute show, cartoon show, but for the life of me, I always thought Bluey was a boy dog, but she informed me last night, no, Bluey's a girl. So is Bingo. They're two little girls. Okay, well, I guess you learn something every day. Huh? Bluey's a girl. I'll remember that. Hank Bray is coming up, and right now, Alan Jackson.
Lace-up boots and faded jeans. A homemade sandwich and a half a jug of tea. The average Joe. Average pay, same old end, same old day. But there's nothing wrong with a hard hat and a hammer. Kind of glue that sticks this world together. Hands of steel and cradle of the promised land. God bless the working man. All week long, making a living. Life keeps taking, he keeps giving. Behind the scene, below the grade, I hardly noticed, but part of everything. But there's nothing wrong with a hard hat and a hammer. Kind of glue that sticks this world together.
steel and cradle of the promised land. God bless the working man. Fades away. Another young man takes his place. Average Joe, average pay. The same old end, the same old day. But there's nothing wrong with a hard hat and a hammer. Kind of glue that sticks this world together. Hands of steel and cradle of the promised land. No, there's nothing wrong with a hard hat and a hammer. Kind of glue that sticks this world together. Hands of steel and cradle of the promised land. God bless the working man. The working man. Oh, the working man. And woman.
Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sewing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what, I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too, and if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been.
Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
Up his case and he said, I'll start this show. And fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done.
Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny says you don't bite, no child, no.
The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. Cause I told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best that's ever been. He played,
found a mountain, run, boy, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. A chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, we don't fight, no child, no.
serving up delicious meals and local radio. Sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant Studios.
Burnt again. Kenny here with my Easy Bake Oven. I have been working on my surprise for Valentine's Day, but I haven't had much success. But Christie's will be serving up cupcake, love note sugar cookies, chocolate dipped strawberries, and many other treats to fit that special day. Pre-order early, online, at the store, or give us a call at 649-2253. We would love to share in this special day, Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Hey, this is Dave Grant with Civic Media. I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Cell Plus in Baraboo. The router was free, the setup was so easy, and the speed is incredible. I even rely on U.S. Cellular's home internet for my live morning show, whether from my house or from the cottage. Best part, the price is locked in for 3 years for $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Terms do apply. Go to your nearest U.S. Cellular authorized agent, Cell Plus, and check it out.
If you're looking for a fun and unique way to celebrate Valentine's Day, join Tiny Acres Farms at Chet's Feed, Seed & Such Saturday, February 15th from 10 a.m. until noon for the Kissing Booth Fundraiser. Get a smooch from the adorable farm animals for just $5. And don't forget to bring your camera. All proceeds go back into community education programs. Spread the love, make memories, and support a great cause. Saturday, February 15th from 10 until noon only at Chet's Feed, Seed & Such.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
Thursday's Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bob's Auto Body. On today's Roundup, we'll take a look at world records and a recap of Phil's night off. Were Phil's activities last night worthy of a night off?
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
There he is, Hank Bray.
Good morning, Philip. How are you doing?
I'm doing really fine.
Good. Today, a little really chilly this morning?
Yes.
So did you make it in then? Today is Thursday, Philip.
Very winter-like out there, that's for sure.
And we all know that you deserved a night off, but was it worthy of a night off?
Right.
And you had your two grandbabies.
Grandbabies.
So yep. I'm going to say it was worthy.
It was worthy. Absolutely. Yeah. It's not like it was like I was resting,
mm-hmm.
although, you know, June did more than I did. But
Whoa.
I had to play Barbies.
Well, let's stop back a little bit. Doesn't she usually do that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. But in terms of rearing the grandbabies last night.
Yeah, so, ain't nothing wrong with that.
No.
That's awesome.
No. I played Barbies, hide and seek. I believe it was.
Are you always the seeker?
No. It goes both ways.
I like to see where you hide at.
Yeah.
Now
behind the curtains once.
When
that was a good spot.
Did they find you?
Not right away, which I was surprised.
Now, is it the whole house available?
She restricted it to the living and kitchen area.
Who restricted that, Alea?
Alea, yeah. Oh,
she's in charge, isn't she?
Yeah, very much so.
Kind of takes right after June, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. She does. She always points the finger and scolds me. Now, don't do that. She calls me Phil.
Yeah, because all the other kids do, don't they?
Phil, don't do that.
So, but you were watching a movie and you thought a dog was a boy.
Oh, that was, that's a series that's been on for quite a while. I think it's on Disney Plus, but it's Bluey. And it's an Australian-made show, which I believe the original creator of that recently made the last one. I think they're going to carry on with another group, but it's a cute show. And what I like about it is the family, the mom and dad, like play and imagine, and they're outdoors, and it's pretty cool. But yeah, she told me last night where I said something, and she goes, "Bluey's a girl." I said,
Come on.
I thought Bluey was a boy. I don't know.
Come on, Phil. Yeah. Bluey's a girl.
I learned something every day.
I didn't even know it existed, but I knew it was a girl when you said
it's cute. Yeah, but what do you do, Hank?
So you're holding Barbies, watching Bluey, and playing hide and seek at one time?
Yeah.
Anything else happened?
I think that's about it. Oh, I popped popcorn.
Oh, you did?
I did that, too.
Do they like that?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a request for a snack about every, 5 minutes or so.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So did you get my shopping list?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
I
just wanted to make sure.
I was kind of busy playing Barbies.
Well, that's fine. Don't worry about me here.
I didn't get to the station stuff last night.
I'm used to being put on the back burner.
Mm-hmm.
So
on the simmer burner.
Yeah, now I understand what poor June feels like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, and you're in the big town of Ithaca tonight.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So good luck to those ladies.
Tomorrow's stuff might be a little bit in jeopardy. Mm-hmm. The snow coming in. Although I'm told the regionals, they have to go on regardless.
They have to go on, yeah.
Girls wrestling regionals tomorrow night. But it could get a little dicey, it sounds like, especially later on.
Yeah. So, but maybe by Saturday the roads will be out.
Hopefully.
So,
yeah.
And then aren't they snow coming Sunday?
Just a little bit. The really cold weather. But I was looking at, for Richland Center, they're hosting a regional, and so is Dodgeville.
Yes.
So River Valley and Richland Center go their separate ways in wrestling for the first time in a long time. But these teams that are coming in for Richland Center's wrestling regional, a long ways away, Arcadia, Black River Falls, GET, Lodi, Mauston, Neillsville, Greenwood, Wild, Nakusa, Portage, Ryo, Cambria, Friesland, Fall River, Randolph.
Those are some good jaunts.
Wautoma, Wild Rose, Wisconsin Dells. So, yeah, that's a little trip for all of those schools.
Yeah, anybody else local that's headed to center?
Viroqua, Wisconsin Dells.
Okay.
Yeah, Richland Center. That's about the closest. Yeah.
Wow.
Mauston. So there you go.
Well,
it's a super de duper regional.
It's a super de duper. Yeah,
starts the postseason officially.
Yeah,
yeah.
Good for you.
And you will be being honored.
I am.
You'll be honored as umpire of the year from the Baseball Coaches Association.
Yeah, I'm very humbled by that. Experience.
Congratulations!
Thank you very much. It is a very humbling experience, and a lot of coaches have reached out and said congratulations, and I'm expecting my check in the mail, and. But no, I don't even know what to say. It's just one of those things that kind of hit you right in the face because you didn't even know. So very humbled.
You've been hit in the face a few times with those baseballs.
I have,
too,
taking
some for the team. But it's you're very loyal to the sport because you do a lot of games 7 days a week sometimes and do a good job. So congratulations.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah. And that's a nice banquet.
It is.
There a few years ago, and
they told me no Speedos.
No Speedos. So that's.
that was Kurt.
Uh huh.
Yeah. So anyway, no Speedo for Saturday.
Even if you wore your umpire vest.
I was thinking about wearing my umpire
kind of covering yourself up.
Yeah. That would be nice, though.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, you'd represent real well. Don't wear your WRCO shirt. Don't say anything about that. A 14-year-old human calculator from India put his mental math to the test and broke 6 Guinness World Records in a single day. Aryan Shukla He broke the records for fastest time to mentally add 104-digit numbers, fastest time to mentally add 204-digit numbers, fastest time to mentally add 55-digit numbers, fastest time to mentally divide a 20-digit number by a 10-digit number.
Is that not crazy?
Yeah. Some of it was within seconds. The division was, 5 minutes 42 seconds. Crazy.
Well, most rotations from a power tool in 1 minute was beaten.
Really?
Yeah. So most rotations hanging from a power drill in 1 minute. Record is 148 rotations now. This guy is Hu Young from Germany. All right. So here's using just one arm. He held on the power drill and spun himself 148 times in a minute. Achieving the world record for the most rotations.
Oh, why?
Yes. And then never again will I ride a tilt-a-whirl.
Well, exactly. You'd get kind of dizzy. I wonder if he must have to use like a Tim the Toolman Taylor power drill.
Yes. You know,
he'd have to amp it up a little bit, I would think.
Oh, I'm sure.
Go even faster.
How would you hang on?
I don't know.
Tape them on, guys.
Yeah. Wow.
So, all right, larger, you know, you have a rubber band ball. You've been working on it for years. Uh-huh. Well, imagine this one, new record. Joel Wall from the U.S. Has a largest rubber band ball of 9,032 pounds.
Wow. Oh, that's crazy.
He created a massive ball made entirely of rubber bands, which weighed over 9,000 pounds and stood more than 6 feet tall.
Boy. That would really bounce, too, if you bounced it.
If you get it up there.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Did you hear that an opossum in Nebraska ate a full chocolate cake?
Who did?
An opossum.
Okay.
Yeah, they left it outside, you know, in the wintertime. Mm-hmm. Their fridge was full, I guess, so they left the cake outside. And the opossum, Hank, helped itself. And they found him, the opossum, just laying out lethargic and panting. And so they took the opossum, Hank, to the Nebraska Humane Society animal control officer who had it tested. And not only, they're not sure because, you know, chocolate's not good for dogs. I'm not sure about possums. But anyway, they also found that the opossum had a toxic high level of lead from eating too many local insects.
Really? So chocolate and lead. Chocolate and bugs don't go together, boy. What is an opossum?
That's what it says, opossum. I don't know. That can be on the next quiz. Possum, opossum. I think it's the same thing.
P-possum, D-possum.
I don't think so.
Well, I was just trying to, you know, anyway.
Huh.
Largest time spent buried alive, Phil. Voluntarily.
Voluntarily?
Yeah. 10 days. I can't even pronounce the guy's name, but he's from Czech Republic. He was buried in a coffin under 6 feet of dirt with nothing but an air tube.
Oh, boy.
For 10 days without food or water, surviving through sheer willpower.
Talk about...
stink. Yes, I agree with you. Yeah,
crazy.
I mean, that's just... And again, I'm going to ask the question, Phil. You can say it for me.
Boy.
Why?
Why?
Yes, why?
Why?
Here's something that you could shoot for. Because we both like peanut butter.
Oh, yes.
Most peanut butter eaten in 1 minute is Patrick Batorley downed 13.3 ounces of peanut butter in 60 seconds without water.
Oh.
That's a lot.
That is.
Do you want to try this later?
No, I don't want to try that.
We could film it, Phil.
I like peanut butter, but not that
much. Not that much?
Mm. Mm. That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's something that we could also share, and this will be my last one. The largest cup of coffee, Philip. A giant coffee cup in Colombia held 6,007 gallons of coffee. That's 95,000 cups of caffeine.
That'd keep you up at night, wouldn't it?
Isn't that crazy? That's a lot. And I'm going to say why. Again,
well,
why?
A lot of them. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, get that notoriety, I guess, that exposure.
Yeah, yeah,
there's a lot of things that I certainly wouldn't do for a world record. Burying myself alive.
I would not do that.
I
would attempt the peanut butter, even though I wouldn't do it, but I would attempt the peanut butter.
You would?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's a challenge. I'll get some peanut butter in here. You know.
And then
I have my shopping list for the station, so We'll have to get you some peanut butter.
Have you seen the squeezable things of peanut butter?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, they're in tubes. You just squeeze them.
Oh.
It's so much better. Especially you just take it and suck right on the end.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's nice. Yeah.
So if you want a peanut butter sandwich from my house, I will fix it for
you. I'm sure you will.
So, but anyway, young man, I hope you have a good day and good game tonight. Good luck to those ladies and be kind.
That's Hank.
When your car needs the best care, trust Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists. With over 30 years of collision repair experience, we provide free estimates and meticulous repairs. Plus, enjoy a complimentary interior and exterior detailing service. Quality that you can count on. Drive into Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today. Find us at 1202 Elm Street in Boscobel or give us a call at 608-375-4434.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Some notes on today, the 13th of February. It was in 1965 during the Vietnam War. President Johnson authorized Operation Rolling Thunder, a bombing campaign in 1965. 1980, the 13th Winter Olympics opened in Lake Placid, New York. And also in the history lesson, 1996, the rock musical Rent by Jonathan Larson premiered off-Broadway. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
For years, you've relied on The Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at The Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at The Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday wishes to Robert Persinger Sr. from Teresa, Jeff, Tyler, Stephanie, and Gavin. Also, we have word that it's Deb O'Connell's birthday today. To Deb from Caitlin, Riley, Evan, and Chewy. Have a great day today. Dan Hansel from Lynn, Josh, Tracy, Mike, Mackenzie, and Kylie. To Bud Schwanz from Dave and Anita. Also today, we have word that it's Ken Hansen's birthday. All the best, Kenny, from your friends at Town & Country Presbyterian Church. We have wishes for cousin Emmett John Kitsimble. This today from Cherubie. Have a great day, Emmett, from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. And also happy 10th to my great-nephew, Emmett, from Aunt Lori and the guys. To Jacob Sharp from St. Mary's School. Robert Persinger Sr., to you, have a great day today. Teresa, Jeff, Tyler, Stephanie, Gavin, and the whole family. To Ben Roble from Five Points Lutheran Church. Happy birthday wishes today from the Richland Center United Methodist Church. To Marie Rako. Happy birthday to Kim Marshall Pearson and Sarah Stibbe from Cindy Rasmussen and Dale Mortimer. Have a great day today to Cindy Rasmussen from Carmen and Bob. Big birthday day today for Joe Coleman. Have a great day from Jerry and Martha, Ben and Brianna, Andy and Emerson, Bethany, Jeremy and Nova, Ryan and Danielle, and Ron, Jerry, Dan, and Diane. Happy birthday to Ken Hansen from Bob and Heidi Shear, Dan Hansel from the Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club, to Kimberly Conley, and also to Emily Knutson from residents and staff of Schmidwillen Hill, saying happy birthday. Also to Penny Blado and Kara Danahay as well. Happy birthday from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club on the 13th of February to Matt Selar, to Craig and Chris Hinkle, Joe Coleman, Jeff Landmark, and Angie Wilkinson. Bob Perksinger, there you are again. Happy birthday from the Shell Station Coffee Clutchers. And from the Richland Center Lions, Marilyn Wade, Michelle Muller, and Matt Adams, along with Grayson Schmidt, are on the list. And happy anniversary to Tim and Jenny Lund from Five Points Lutheran Church.
If you just heard you're someone's name on the birthday list, I want to talk to you today. Hi, this is Amanda at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and I promise I can make this year's birthday extra memorable. We are Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a few reasons. We have the largest selection of perfect jewelry for all taste. We treat every customer like family. We compete with any competition with the fairest prices, and we have the best smiles. Shop J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Good morning from WRC Radio. Just ahead of news time today, drive carefully. Riverdale School's operating 2 hours late. That's the only school we've heard from today. Here's Jordan Davis.
Swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in, but next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer, next thing you know. Your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And your sunburn on a honeymoon beach. And your left hand's getting used to that rain. Next thing you know, you weren't really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, she's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat, and the doctor's saying how you doing there, dad. And nobody's ever called you that. And you take the drive home. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know. A lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids, and you take them to church, teach
chasing the fish. Tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing.
Jordan Davis and How Fast Time Flies. The next thing you know, Joanne has the news coming up next. We'll take a look at sports next hour and the trivia question of the day straight ahead on a Thursday with WRCO. This President's Day, it's time to save big on the furniture you've been dreaming of. At Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, they're celebrating with unbeatable deals on everything from cozy sofas to stylish dining sets, bedroom furniture, and more. All marked down for huge savings. Plus, get free delivery on all purchases during the limited time President's Day sale. Whether you need a new recliner to relax in or a chic table to host your guests, they've got you covered. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. Visit Court and Main downtown Richland Center to take advantage of the President's Day savings before they're gone. Court and Main, where your dream home is just a sail away.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 0 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Our forecast calls for mostly sunny but rather cool today with a high of 16. Tonight clear to some clouds late, very cold with a low of 3 below. After a low this morning of 1 below, we're back up to 0.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The City of Richland Center reminds residents that a city ordinance requires property owners, occupants, or those in charge of a property to clear snow and ice from abutting sidewalks within 12 hours after the end of a snowfall or rainfall. This includes sidewalks fronting on intersecting streets, crosswalks, and curb ramps. If ice cannot be removed, apply salt, sand, or a similar substance to make it safe for walking. Lack of adherence may result in the city removing the snow and ice with the cost billed to the property owner. For everyone's safety, please keep your sidewalks clear this winter. We do have a couple of weather-related announcements this morning. Riverdale Schools will operate 2 hours late, and daily mass at St. Mary's Keysville is canceled. The University of Wisconsin-Platteville and the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse have announced an innovative set of articulation agreements establishing 3+2 dual degree programs. These agreements offer students a seamless pathway to earn a Bachelor of Science in Physics from UW-La Crosse and a Bachelor of Science in Civil Engineering, Electrical Engineering, Industrial and Systems Engineering, or Mechanical Engineering from UW-Platteville. Students complete 3 years of coursework at UW-La Crosse, followed by 2 years of specialized study at UW-Platteville. Upon completion, students will graduate with 2 degrees. The program highlights a streamlined pathway. Students can earn 2 bachelor's degrees in just 5 years, saving both time and tuition costs compared to traditional pathways. Qualified UW-La Crosse students who meet program requirements will receive guaranteed admission to their respective engineering program at UW-Platteville. Participants will benefit from coordinated advising services at both institutions to ensure a smooth academic and administrative transition. Both institutions are committed to maintaining the highest accreditation standards to ensure students receive a world-class education. Prospective students are encouraged to contact the respective admissions offices for more information on eligibility and application procedures. The Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin has announced the cast for Escanaba in the Moonlight, a farcical comedy written by Jeff Daniels of Dumb and Dumber fame. It follows the misadventures of the Sody family at their cabin on the opening night of deer hunting in the UP. Strange lights, unexplained transformations, and a visit from the DNR are just a few things they contend with. Playing the role of Albert Sody, the father of the Sody clan, will be Greg Schmidt. Greg first began taking roles on stage in the 1990s. He played Pap Finn in Big River, Dr. Trevis in The Elephant Man, and George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life, along with many other roles. He also starred in the independent film The Lizard of Death, which was produced locally. Playing the role of Reuben Sody, the main character who has yet to bag his first buck, will be Matt Rowe. Matt's first role was as Fenris Ulf in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe at UW-Richland. Most theatergoers will recognize him from the Community Players' recent production of Elf the Musical, where he played Buddy the Elf. Playing the role of Reuben's younger brother, Remnar, will be Alex Miller. Alex has many acting credits with several theaters, including the role of Nick in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf for the Baraboo Theater Guild, Jimmy in Almost Maine with the River Valley Players in Spring Green, and Stanley Garner in Caught in the Net at UW-Richland. Alex has also done improv and other roles with Cab Theater in Baraboo. Cameron Cormacan will be playing the role of the Jimmer, the wacky family friend who was abducted by aliens. Cameron was first on stage as a child in a production of The King and I. Since then, he has played many parts, including Carlson in Of Mice and Men and Santa Claus in Elf the Musical. Most recently, he played Scrooge in the Viroqua Community Theater's production of A Christmas Carol, where he was joined on stage by Escanaba's director, Andrew Sharp. Playing the part of Ranger Tom will be Dwayne Rose. Dwayne first got involved in theater when he joined the cast of The Living Last Supper some years ago, put on by the Ministerial Association. Since then, he has been a theater regular, playing many roles, such as Matthew in Anne of Green Gables, Denoy in St. Joan, and Aslan in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Cassidy Mansilla Young is currently a senior at the Richland Center High School. In the show, she is Reuben's Ojibwa wife, Wolf Moon Dance. At the high school, Cassidy played Edith Butternut in Strange Days at Summer Camp. With the Community Players, she was Marguerite in Heidi and Chadwick in Elf the Musical. Escanaba in the Moonlight will be held at the Richland Center City Auditorium Friday and Saturday, March 14th and 15th at 7, and Sunday afternoon, March 16th at 2. Admission will be $10 with tickets sold at the door. Support is being accepted for Kickapoo Area School District Superintendent Kim Johnson. Johnson was traveling east on Pierce Hill Road in the town of Viroqua Monday morning. As she came over the knoll, she was unable to avoid a vehicle in her lane. The vehicle struck nearly head-on and came to rest in the front yard of a private residence. Johnson had to be extricated from her vehicle by the Viroqua Fire Department. She was then flown by Gunderson Air to Amplify Gunderson Health System in La Crosse with serious injuries. Kim Johnson faces a long road to recovery. Donations are being accepted for her and her family at Riverbank in Westby and also through Venmo at Kim-Johnson03. Cash or checks may be dropped off or mailed to the Riverbank. Please make checks payable to Kim Johnson Benefit. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has two-year-old oak seedlings available for purchase. The seedlings are from Wisconsin's Wilson State Nursery and are ready for planting. The seedlings are available because of a high-quality acorn crop harvest in 2022. While many one-year-old seedlings were purchased last year, others were grown for another year, resulting in a bumper crop of two-year-old seedlings. Oak trees are ideal for reforesting a property, enhancing habitat, or starting an oak grove. Four species of native oak trees are available for sale at the nursery: swamp white oak, burr oak, white oak, and red oak. The minimum order is 300 seedlings. For more information or to purchase seedlings, visit the DNR website or contact Carrie Skirvin at 715-424-3700. Shay Gregg Alley Center for the Arts has announced its 2025 lineup of artists in residence selected for the Sherbarth Residency Program. Writer, mixed media, and movement artist Penelope Cake, Madison-based painter and creative Katie Hogan, and community-taught mixed media artist Megan Rosing. Throughout February and March, these artists will be visiting Mineral Point to continue their practice and engage with the community. Two-week Sherbarth Residency is competitively awarded to artists and makers in the visual, performing, and literary arts who seek to share their work in a public forum and contribute stewardship hours to the Shake Rag Alley campus while working on a project. Shake Rag Alley provides lodging, studio space, and opportunities to connect with Shake Rag Alley's creative community. In late February, Penelope Cake will be visiting from Cape May, New Jersey, to continue work on her book in progress, The Library Project. While in residence, she will be offering a public program through the Mineral Point Public Library. At the end of March, Katie Hogan and Megan Rosing will be in residence. Katie Hogan explores human portraiture and the figure, working in oils, unconventional surfaces, and mixed media. She currently works as the gallery manager at the Art Hub in Cambridge, a community-focused gallery and art education space. Hogan plans to paint and draw for the people of Mineral Point from life as a way to build connection through shared experience. Megan Rosing is a community-taught artist inspired by folk and outsider art, especially artist-created environments. During her time in Mineral Point, she'll continue work on her portrait series, A Woman's Work Is Never Done, which includes images of headline-grabbing women like Lizzie Borden, Olive Oatman, St. Bernadette, Typhoid Mary, and the Dion Quintuplets. Some of these women are famous as perpetrators of shameful deeds, while others are victims of violence and kidnap, or are celebrated merely by accident of their birth. The 2025 United States Championship Cheese Contest is set to take place next month, bringing together dairy manufacturers from 31 states to compete for the title of U.S. champion. Organizers say this year's contest has seen a record-breaking 2,400 entries submitted for evaluation, showcasing an array of cheese, butter, and dry dairy ingredients across 117 classes. Judges will evaluate the entries on various criteria, including flavor, texture, and appearance, as they seek to identify the standout products that will earn top honors.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your Ryder, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today is Thursday, February 13th. Michael Martin Baker, 54, of Richland Center, died February 2nd at home. Graveside services will be held today at noon at the Dayton Corner Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Michael Martin Baker, 54, of Richland Center. Kason Stifler, 22, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Friday. A celebration of life will be held this afternoon at 4 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in St. Mary's Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 2 until the time of service at 4. Kason Stifler, 22, of Richland Center. James Jim Brisboy Jr., 64, of Reedsburg in Ithaca, died February 3rd following a long illness. A memorial gathering will be held Sunday from 11 until 2 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. A private family burial will be held in the spring. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a favorite local animal shelter. James Jim Brisboy Jr., 64, of Reedsburg and Ithaca. Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center, died January 16th at home following a 6-year battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, beginning at 1, at the Branding Iron Roadhouse in Lime Ridge. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Bruce Tesper, 73 of Richland Center.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At least 28 people have been hurt after a driver drove a vehicle into a crowd in Munich, Germany. The suspect, an Afghan asylum seeker, has been arrested. Hamas now says it will release three Israeli hostages as scheduled this week, paving the way toward resolving a major dispute over the Gaza ceasefire. A federal judge granting the Trump administration the green light to move forward with those buyouts for federal workers. However, now it's too late for those who didn't act.
This morning, the window for the more than 2 million federal employees to accept the buyout offer is now closed as Elon Musk and his Doge team cut the government's workforce under the direction of President Trump. More than 73,000 people accepting that offer before the final email last night.
ABC's Perry Russum. President Trump says he and Russian President Vladimir Putin have agreed to begin negotiations on ending the war in Ukraine. Trump has been noncommittal as to whether Ukraine would be an equal participant in talks. This is ABC.